Zos chukas haTorah asher tziva Hashem lemor. This is the statute of the Torah which Hashem, our Lord, commanded, saying, Daber al bnei Yisrael v'yichu elecha para aduma temima. Take for you a perfectly red, unblemished cow. And of course, the psukim go on to describe in further detail the mitzvah and the ritual of the para aduma, the red heifer, the special ceremony which allows someone who had become tamei meis, contaminated ritually because of contact in one way or another with a dead body, allows that person to become tahor, allows that person to become purified. We know that Chazal, in numerous places, referred to para aduma, picking up on the word that is at the outset of the pasuk we just read, that para aduma is the quintessential chok, the quintessential example of a mitzvah in which the reason for that mitzvah is unrevealed and largely inaccessible to the human mind. And yet, despite that fact, Rashi, here in our parsha, a little bit later on in the Perek Yotes, Pasuk Chaf Beis, in two different comments, quotes from different statements in Chazal and the Medrash, which in fact does give rational reasons, or at least symbolic explanations, for the mitzvah and the ritual of Parah Aduma. For example, initially Rashi quotes a very famous Medrash that explains why the ceremony, why the mitzvah is done specifically with a para, a mature mother cow. And the answer is because it is on some deeper symbolic level considered an atonement for the Jewish people's sin of the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf. And therefore, the Egel, the calf, being a baby cow, has its mess, as it were, in the metaphor of the Medrash, cleaned up by the mother, by the para aduma. Says the Medrash, let the mother come and clean up the mess of the child. So that is speaking more broadly about why there is a cow chosen as part of the ritual. But Rashi, later on in that same pasuk, brings another Medrash, which explains the symbolic meaning behind all of the specific and detailed components of the ceremony. The Eitz Erez, the Ezov, Ushni Tolas, the cedarwood, the hyssop, and the crimson string, which are all used along with the ashes of the para aduma. If that's the case, if we have all these reasons and these different explanations from Chazal quoted by Rashi, it begs the question, why did Chazal view this as a chok, let alone the quintessential example of a chok? In the classic Sefer of Drush and Musar, the Be'er Yosef, he explains that, in fact, the specific aspect of the para aduma which made this so inexplicable and indecipherable to the human mind is the fact that it is at the same time matar the tmeim and matame the tahorim. Just as the ashes of the red heifer are purifying a person who had become tame, the kohen who is executing that ritual and helping the tame person become tahor, he himself becomes tame. In other words, at the very same time that a tamei person is becoming tahor, the kohen who is tahor is becoming tamei. And this is obviously beyond anything that any rational person could understand. How could the very same process, the very same ingredients, the very same ritual simultaneously make one person tamei while making the other person tahor? In fact, says the Be'er Yosef, this is what is referred to when Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, in Perek Zayin, Amarti ech kama v'hi rechoka mimeni. I said I'll make myself wise and intelligent and knowledgeable. I'll understand para aduma. And nevertheless, hi rechoka mimeni. It's distant from me. I simply cannot understand it. It's this very aspect which is so inexplicable. However, says the Be'er Yosef, the answer to this question of why we would have such a complicated ritual that seems to be so contradictory and so inexplicable is because the Torah wants us to habituate ourselves to do mitzvos even when we don't understand the reasons, even when they seem to make no sense whatsoever and to be completely inconsistent and completely against what we would have expected rationally or reasonably. Why does the Torah want us to have para aduma as the paradigm, but really other such mitzvos, the whole category of chukim, says the Be'er Yosef, because by doing mitzvos, which we don't seem to understand, the Torah is trying to habituate ourselves so that we can understand as we go through life, when we experience life events that don't seem to make sense, that we aren't thrown by those. If we're used to things in our mitzvah and ritual life not always making sense, Says Bar Yosef, will be more ready and readily willing to accept life events that don't seem to make sense. We won't be thrown by those, and we won't, chas v'shalom, come to question God in an inappropriate way. In other words, through this process, we reinforce the belief that we cannot fully understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And therefore, he says, every time a person has to use the ashes of the Paraduma to purify himself or his Kelim, he is reinforcing this belief. As the Rambam very famously noted in the Parashah Mishnayos, that HaKol Lefi Rov HaMaaseh, the more you do something, the more you repeat various actions, that reinforces the values on the person. The more you have to benefit from and use the ashes of the Paraduma, the more it reminds you and reinforces this idea that we don't need to understand everything. This perhaps explains why the Sifrei on Korach, as well as Rashi and Masechas Sota, commenting on the Pasuk in Tehillim, says, Zemiros hayuli chukecha bebeis migurai, that David HaMelech says, your statutes were to me as songs during my sojourns, during my travels. Says the Medrash, not when everything was good, v'shalva, rather migurai, when I was hiding out in the cave, running away from Sheol. And the Bar Yosef explains so powerfully and so beautifully in light of his previous insight. That is to say, he explains, when David HaMelech was running for his life, it would only have been natural and reasonable for him to question the fairness of it all. How could it be that the king Sheol, his father-in-law, someone he was so loyal to, accused him of being a traitor, was trying to kill him? So how did David, despite all these obvious challenges, how did he avoid inappropriate questioning of Hashem? So we see from the Medrash, says the Bar Yosef, he reflected on Chukei HaTorah. He got strength from that. And he said to himself, just like the Chukim are beyond my understanding, so too is Darkei Hashem in the ways of the world in Hashkacha. And this, he says, is the Musar that we should take from the mitzvah of Parah Adumah.